Hello, hello there, outliers. Niyama Shang here, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of your journey. We on this podcast take the time to champion the leaders who are shaping the next era of humanity by helping them leverage what makes them different to make the biggest difference in the world. Today, I want to start off here. We have an outlier that's incredible, and we're going to spend some time in it. I think one of the places that I'm going to just invite you as before we even get into this conversation, just to think to yourself right now about the areas in your life where one area in your life. Where you've been, that this feels heavy or complex, or feels like it's just like there's so much to do involved with it. And I'm gonna ask you to just do two things. One, ask yourself, what would it look like if it looked simple? And then two, ask yourself, how honest are you being with yourself and those involved around what it is that you want and how you want things to play out? I'm starting out this way in this conversation. I'm about to bring on our guest here today, but I'm starting out this way in the conversation because I found that there's a level of complexity that really is cool. Like a cool, like I like things working. I like my systems coming together. But there's a level of complexity that I was bringing into my life and into the business and into this podcast in particular that was taken away from the ultimate goal at this time, right? And what felt right and what felt great. And so when that realization came out because feedback came my way, I was like, oh, there's a lightness that took place. And so we got to play with that lightness here in this conversation. We're going to just spend like a conversation here with our guest, Crystal Briscoe. It's so interesting here, Crystal. Firstly, welcome, right?
Thank you. Welcome. I'm so
Welcome,
happy to be
welcome.
here.
It's interesting to me because I realized I've said with our guest. I'm like, that doesn't sound right, you know? So like if I was gonna really be honest, it's like I'm happy we get to spend time with this amazing outlier, Crystal Briscoe. Crystal, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. That feels right.
Oh,
Now I feel like I'm here.
thank you. Yes, thank you for having me, Nehemiah. I'm so excited. I'm so
Yeah.
excited to be
Well, let's play with that excitement.
here.
Let's see here. Where I like the way I like to start is just to like ground myself in who you are being or who you have been to
Yes.
me so far, right? That'll be my reflection for you. And then afterwards, you can share with us a little bit about you and the mission that you're on, right? But let
Love
me hit
that.
you up with you to me first. You good with that? All
I'll take it.
right, cool.
You got it.
Yeah. So, Crystal,
Yes.
let me look at you here. I really take you in. So look, this is the thing that I've really gotten about you. I like what I get about you is that there's a pragmaticism to you that lives deep that lives within you. It's actually really accessible. However, there's a choice that you make to allow for more like to allow the world to evolve as it naturally wants to, and it's not like and I like that I feel that because I feel like it is a choice. I feel like hey, everything could be lined up, everything could be like put into its own specific box and worked into its own regulated like systems and processes and do everything could be exactly as it quote unquote should be, or it could be as it wants to be. And I get that feeling of as it wants to be with you, like the elements of flow, the elements of like, and the other part of it is like, I feel like you've seen and experienced and like so much that you're like literally, like I literally can flow with anything. So just like we good, we good. So that's my like I want to start off here with that is
Love
my
it.
like the way you've shown up for me in here. Any part of that feel off
Oh,
for you?
yes. No, it feels incredible. I love that. I love when we can see a reflection back of what we're wanting to put out in the world and then actually having that reciprocated back to us. You're like, oh, good. What I'm putting out is actually resonating the way that I was hoping and wanting it to. So that feels very aligned and very true. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I'm just bringing back how I experience you. So this is, and the reason I do this, that we often, I believe we often compare what we look like on the outside with how we feel on the
Of course.
inside. Right. And so, I'm like, let's throughout this conversation, we'll be focusing on who you are on the inside. Like it's the big thing for me.
Love that.
Well, let's give a little bit of space to some things on the outside right now. So tell us a little bit about like who you are, personally, professionally, and most importantly, like I want to know, like, what's your mission on this planet, and how are you bringing that to life?
Yes. Oh, thank you so much for this. Well, first and foremost, I'm Crystal, also known as the Vibrant BF, your vibrant best friend. That's what they stand for. They're like, what is BF? Best friend. And I'm a mother and I'm a wife and I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur, I should say. I'm an intuitive, energetic, creative. But at the end of the day, I am a human being, right, on this earth for such a short time. And my mission is to have women live in their magic. And I made an acronym for magic because you hear magic and you can go a lot of different ways. But for me, it stands for your magnetized, aligned, guided, intuitive clarity. And when we are living in that flow and that ease, like you were saying, I'm very rooted. I have a very resilient nervous system. That's my specialty, is working with nervous system resilience, especially in women, wives, mothers. Then everything else can flow, right? Because life is gonna life. And I love how you started off with the ease of things. I just did a podcast the other day about keeping it simple. And as humans, we really start to overcomplicate our lives and we're indoctrinated into many different beliefs and thoughts and shoulda, woulda, couldas, and boxes and paradigms. But when we just can tap back into ourselves and say, what does this feel like to me? How does this feel in my body? And so many of us are so detached, then we can get that clarity and then we can live in our magic. But I am an NLP practitioner. So I deal with all the things with the subconscious. I like to deal with esoterics as well. So many different modalities. But at the end of the day, the main mission is for women to live in their magic.
So I am not familiar with esoterics. What is that?
Esoterics would be things like astrology, human design, crystals, anything outside of like the 2D, 3D world we live in, but the galaxies. And I tell people, I said, you don't have to necessarily believe in astrology, but if the moon can affect the tides of the oceans, how much more do you think it's going to affect our finite bodies?
That's a
So
fun way of putting it. That's like, so firstly, I'm like, oh, I'm more familiar with esoterics than I thought. One, but two, I love these kind of things when you put it in that way, right? It's like the moon is affecting the tides. We agree on that. Like,
yes. Yes.
would you have thought? Would you have like until it just because it wasn't proven, just because it wasn't done at a certain point,
Exactly.
didn't mean it wasn't happening. I love that.
Exactly.
I love that. That's
Yes.
cool. That's cool.
Thank
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. All
you.
right. So like let's play with this. I think there's an element here as we go on. I think about the outliers and here. I want to make sure we get to know your story, but I'm also really curious about
Yeah.
how you like incorporate it, like how you bring that out into your mission now. Like so how you bring it
Yes.
into your business, how like
Right.
if you talk about having a resilient nervous system. So I'm also curious about
Yes.
like the like I guess let me ask you this question. Were you always this way? You know, were you
No.
always like okay. You're like,
Absolutely not.
that was a clear
Absolutely.
no.
No, absolutely no. Strong no. But here's the thing, we're always who we are, right? We are born into ourselves and then we're told what we should be and how we should act and all that. And then we have to unlearn and relearn truly our most authentic selves. But as far as the resilient nervous system, no. And that's what led me down this journey. I think many outliers, as you say, or healers or teachers and coaches and guides, is from their own personal journeys, from what they've overcome, what they've been through, and they learn to tap into their own magic and authenticity and flow and ease. And most of them, they want to share because that's what we do, right? When we live in our most expanded self, we show other people what's possible. And I always say, you know, a candle loses nothing by lighting another candle. So when you're living in your brightest self, it gives people permission to say, well, I can do that too. What does that look like for me? But no, absolutely not. I spent decades extremely dysregulated and I didn't know what that was. I thought it was just the normal, oh, you're just a wife and a mom and your career and that's just life and you just have to. And after a while, I was like, no, this is
Maybe
not normal.
Do me a favor here, like, because I want to see this. I want to like really get a sense of what this was, right? So you talk about
Yes.
dysregulated. I'm not sure what that is. I want to know what that is,
Yeah.
like, overall. And
Yeah.
you can tell me, or you can maybe just take me to like a day, like take me to a day in your life when you're born
Right.
a dysregulation, just so I can get a
Right.
sense of what that is, and then maybe we could talk a little bit about the
Sure.
transitions and such from there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, that's for being dysregulated, it's going to look different for most people, but more often than not, it's high anxiety. It's really high stress. It's living a very rushed. So, for example, at the time, I'm a military wife. My husband's now retired. So we lived all over the world. I was a military brat, and then I became a military spouse. So I've lived all over the world, and I had three young kids, and I had my career, and we were living overseas. And just the day-to-day of life, it's not just like, oh, it's a lot of busyness. No, it was, I was very stressed. I was very irritable because I was so stressed. I was overstimulated, was what the word I finally ended up being able to use because I didn't have the language back then. I was very overstimulated, which of course affected how I treated my children, my spouse, people at work. Because I didn't have good boundaries. I didn't know what it felt like in my body. I just knew that I was always busy. There was always something to do. I have to go pick this up now. I gotta go make dinner. We gotta go drop the thing off. It's time to go to practice. And it was just this life of living in a very, what it is your sympathetic nervous system, your freeze, fight, flight, or fawn response. So it was just always living and at a very, I don't want to say paranoid, but a very stressed level. So if you were to rate your nervous system from 1 to 10, 10 being like completely stressed out, just at your wits' end, going into the nut house, I was probably stayed at about a 7, 7.5. That was just kind of the baseline. But when you stay in that chronic state of just always go, 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 your body doesn't have any time to reset and to relax and to breathe and to have space. And I didn't know what that was and what that looked like. And so it was just extremely hectic. And I found myself just going through the ups and downs like a roller coaster. I was okay. And then I would lash out. And then I'm sad. And then I'm frustrated again. And then I'm irritable again and go to sleep and then start again another day.
Yeah, I feel you on that. Like, I actually like there's it, it I appreciate I'm glad we slowed down, because I'm like not only do I feel like I get to know you, but like I'm like, oh, I've met you in through other people, you know? I've met you in my own life, you know what I'm saying? So that's really helpful. So, and as you say this here, I'm like, literally, I'm listening here, and I'm a believer in so many things, and I'm like, there's a way out, there's a difference there, like. Yeah, and let me ask you. I'll be curious. So a lot of times when I hear this part of the story, or when someone has something like this here, the next thing that comes in, like, I'll be curious about your transition. The next thing that comes is like, then I burned out, right? Was there a burnout moment for you here? Was there like actually a different path, or like, I'm curious about like your path to like go like leaving that world and starting down the transition toward like building a resilient nervous system. Can you tell me about that?
No, absolutely, for sure. So it got to a point where it was just like I didn't like who I was, right? I didn't like living in this space of being very irritable, being very anxious, always on edge. And so I thought, what do I need to do? My body's screaming at me, right? Which it usually does. Our body is very intuitive. And when we're living outside of our alignment, if we're not giving it the space and the peace and the rest it needs, it's going to show up in a lot of different things. So I started to seek out ways to calm down and to slow down and to be more present and to be more intentional. And it was a myriad of things. We moved locations. I started to homeschool my kids. I started to read more. I started to be very intentional about not just what I was reading, but who I was listening to and checking in with my body and starting to learn the language of the mind, the language of the body. And then from there, we just continued to expand.
I appreciate that. I think that there's a there's an asking for a friend kind of moment that's in there, you know. But at the same time, it feels to me like you started making choices, and you started making some, your choices kept leading you down there to build up this resilience within you. All right. All right. And what I'm also getting from you is that like you became a student in many different ways. So like, because you talk about like all the
Absolutely.
different modalities, you're like, and we were saying before we record, you're like, look, I can do like all the modalities. Like you didn't say those are your words, but that's what I
All
got.
things.
Yeah,
Yeah,
you got all the
absolutely.
things. All right, cool. So we're in the space here. The resilient nervous system is
Right.
like in place for you here. Your
Yes.
specialty is helping women like really like get into their magic and bring their magic
Right.
out through
Yes.
this path here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So now I want to get into like the components of you that like feel like they're in their outlier, right? And I know like I guess one of my questions I'll say is like for you, what do you
Right.
feel is one of the things that makes you different from let's say any other coach out there, anyone else that's doing things? Like where do you feel like if there was like 50 other people who are like, yeah, you know, I work on this stuff here, it's like cool.
Yes.
Like this
Right.
is why I go to Crystal. What was it about
Right.
you?
Well, you know, I think it's so interesting because I think everybody is so unique and so special in their own way. And I feel like when you become very secure and rooted and you find safety within yourself, that confidence, that assurance, that energy at the end of the day, the energy doesn't lie. And that's what brings people into my space is the energetics of me, just me showing up in my full self. They're like, oh, wow, this feels very safe. This feels very calm. This feels very, I want to know more about this. And I think that, you know, for myself, being a woman of color and being a global traveler, there's a lot of different components that I see the world, the lens I see the world through. And so I can bring a lot of different aspects that maybe some other people can. It's not to say that they're wrong or they're bad. It's just like what I personally bring is a very unique set of skills. I feel like Liam Neeson on Taken. I've acquired a certain set of skills over the years, but it's true because I've lived so many different lives. You know, if I could just put a pin in that for 2 seconds and go all the way back, I was actually a single mom at one point and I lived in a women's shelter and I came from domestic violence and then I finally met my husband. So I've lived many different paths, many different stories, many different countries. And I've been around a lot of different people. So all of these experiences and environments has created a very keen way that I can see people and my own personal intuition. I'm able to understand on levels that a lot of people can't see because I've been exposed to so much. Now, obviously, at the time, it wasn't pleasant, but now I have all these skills that I've acquired to better equip myself and the people that I work with and talk with to better, you know, help them to live and understand what that looks like for them. Because at the end of the day, it's not me being in just my magic. It's I'm trying to unlock you to live in your magic and your intuition and trusting yourself.
So I appreciate so many things in what you said. Like anything, like even when you're like obviously like when it was happening, like you know, like it felt different, right? Yeah,
Of
like
course.
I think there's an element of it that like when you say it, I'm like, oh yeah, of course. But
Yeah.
before you say it, like it doesn't necessarily like I guess what it is like my experience of you now feels
Yes.
like oh well, how could anything ever really like feel off, right? Right? And like it's not me like missing you. It's just really just
Right.
taking in both components of it all, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
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 I love that.
So that feels really like great. And there's the other thing that I really appreciate here is this component of what I got was like the difference is me and my energy, my energetics
Yeah.
of how it comes in. And I think that's really like crucial here because it's like
Yes.
I did like part of the reason I do this whole thing outliers I just like outliers is a
Right.
made up term. It does not exist. There's no such thing as an outlier, you know, other than the fact that but I chose it because like I'm a person of color too. I've been involved in like diversity and inclusion on and off throughout my
Of
entire
course.
career. And it's
Sure.
like and it's always felt off because it's felt like as soon as like, oh, let's go bring everyone together by first saying let's put you, oh, you're black, you're there, you're like Asian, you're there, you're a woman, you're there, you know,
No, it's
like,
true.
and I'm like, I just need something there where we can just choose
Right.
to be there. And underneath all that though, is this component of how do you be you? Right.
How
And
do you
it's
be you?
exactly. And what I get from you here is like, yes, you have the modalities. Yes, you have that. And what was cool for me
Yeah.
is that you didn't lean into like, well, I'm the master of this. I'm certified here. I have this, you know, I've done that. You're like, What I got was like, I'm the only one that's lived my life, and my
Yes.
energy is not trapped within me.
Oh,
It is available for others to experience. And when they come in, they're like, hey, whatever this is, resonance. Go ahead. What's coming for you as
yes.
I say that?
Oh, I love that. That's so great. And I think it's so important when you understand. So, like, we have our auric field. I don't know how familiar you're with all this, but we have our
I'm
auric field that
not
goes
ready
up.
for really. So tell me. I want to know. I'm like,
That
ooh,
extends
new
out about
terminology.
4 to 6 feet from our bodies. And so I tell people all the time, your auric field, this is your energetics, right? This is who you are. So you meet people before you see them sometimes. You can feel it. And it's a good example of this. Have you ever walked into a room and you're just like, oh, it feels good in here? Oh, I like it in here. It's nice. You just feel good. Or vice versa. You're like, ooh, something's, oh, I don't like it. There's something's off in here. And it's usually the energy that people are bringing, or the person that's standing in front of you or standing behind you. And so I always tell people, I'm like, people are going to meet your energy before they meet you. So what are you sending out? And a lot of this comes from our heart space, which is like our largest electromagnetic organ in us that is like literally pushing out. So what are you sharing with the world before you even open your mouth? Because energy doesn't lie. So you can meet people and they'll say all the right things, but something's like, I don't know what it is, but because your energy, the energy is like, no, it's not aligning. Or they may not say some many things and you're just like, I just like them. I don't know what it is. We just resonate, we just get it. That's what it is. It's their auric field that you're really playing with. So our energetic, when we get in close contact with people, we can feel that. But obviously, we don't have to be in direct proportion contact, because energy transcends space or time. But I'm just speaking generally, when we're out in public and things like that, we can feel that. So the fact that you say, oh, yeah, this is just what it is. Now, like I said before, we're always who we are. We are who we are. Like, I've always been me. This is just me and my full self. So when we get to that place of like, this is the me before the world told me who I should be, this is the me that I was born into the world to be, this is my gifts, these are my talents. And I've found security and safety and trust within that. And I can share this with others and teach them how to be the same.
Yeah, it's cool because I had this intro today, and I'm not sure why I started out with it. It just brought me in where I was talking about the simplification, right?
Yeah.
And part of what led to that simplification was someone giving me feedback of I'm good, except that there's something going off that like I can't like something like there's something about this process, something about what's going on here that is leading to a disconnect. And what's making me what is coming through for me right now is I'm like, oh, like you said, it can the energetic fields can like transcend space and time here. And I'm like, I believe that there's
Yes.
something here where it's like, I don't know, I can't put
Yeah.
my finger on it, but for some reason where
Yeah.
I want to be at ease, and something is going
Yes.
on in this year where I'm like, I don't know what it is, but the ease is not
Right.
coming through right now, you know?
Yes.
And
Yes.
so it's cool to think about even just that experience through that lens, because what also
Right.
comes along the way is that things become a lot easier. I'll be honest.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, you don't have to jump through hoops. You don't have to have all these things here.
Yes.
It's like,
No.
is your energy right? Like,
Right. Right.
and be able to leave it from there. You know, I've, I like,
Yes.
I'm. It's interesting here because I'm like, I'm playing with this in real time. And Outliers, I invite you
Yeah.
to be with us here too. Like, just go. Like, what's happening as we're talking is that I'm going through like past conversations, things that have felt easy,
Right.
things that have felt like more like,
Yes.
you know, stringent, and it's like playing along
No,
with that.
exactly. No,
Yeah.
it's so, I'm so proud of you. Good job. Because it's like, when we become
I'll tap myself.
aware, yeah, pat yourself on the back. This is where I talk about, you know, I'm your vibrant best, your vibrant BF, but I say you should be your best friend first. Like, the most important relationship you'll ever have is with yourself. Okay. That's the number one top priority. And so when you know how to understand, and I always tell people, checking with your body, mind, spirit, body, right? We're multifaceted beings. We're not just this. And so, like I said, people could say things and you're like, they were saying all the right things, but something doesn't feel, and I can't quite put my finger on it. Trust it. It's your intuition. It's not to say they're bad or they're wrong. It's just not everybody is for everybody. And so when you can just stop trying to overcomplicate it and be like, oh, that felt good. That was easy. And when we say easy, we don't always mean like without its challenges and things. We're saying it feels in line, it feels in flow, it feels like in harmony. And then from that point, we can work through it. But a lot of people start to be like, maybe it's me and that's not them. And maybe I'm, and it's just like, stop overcomplicating. How does it feel in your body? Because your body will always be the first thing to tell you, yes, no, maybe. But so many of us has become detached that we don't even know. And then it's like, okay, where do you feel it in your body? It's like, oh, I kind of felt like my throat was closing up, or I felt it in my chest, or I felt like my back, or I felt like my head, or whatever. And it's like, okay, make a note of that. And then you can help to move.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had a very loud audible breathe in, so I
Yes,
feel you on
say
that,
it.
right? I'm thankful for that. As you're talking, I just have this deep desire for you to like just lead Outliers right now
Yes.
through an exercise of this here, right?
Yeah.
Just something here,
Yeah.
like 'cause I think I
What?
like I'm hearing the questions are coming, and like, and I'm like.
Yeah.
And
Yes.
but I'm and I think the reason I'm saying this, I'll give a little bit of the context of it for here. It's just that like I was someone who felt more attached, I guess would be the opposite of of
Okay.
detached, right? I don't know if that's
Yep.
actually it. I don't know, but I felt grounded
I
and centered
understand.
in a lot of things,
Yeah.
yeah. And over the last year and a half, I felt like
Yes.
a movement from that, you know.
For sure.
And so there's something in what you're saying where I'm like. Like, oh, I know it from a past life,
Yeah.
intellectual part. My heart no longer like, and my heart remembers it. This is my
Of
heart isn't
course.
in the experience of it, or it doesn't feel like it's living in like the richness of that experience right now. And so I think about it for myself as I hear it. I'm like, yep, this all makes sense. Everything she's saying, like, check, 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 got it. You know,
Resonate. Yes, got it.
resonates, right? But on the other side, or not even resonate, lands, but
Land.
like the resonance is like
Right.
is it, so I'm hearing this. I'm like. I've had this experience. I
Yeah.
know I can remember what she's saying. What if I was
Yeah.
someone who was an outlier who like who gets it, but has never even
Yes.
like tasted it, you know?
Right.
And so
Right.
it's coming from that place where I'm like, would you mind just taking us through something that just like one
Sure.
simple exercise to just like help us get
Yes.
into our bodies a little bit more, and then take the floor
Absolutely.
for a little bit here, and then I'll come back after. And you'll see me
Absolutely.
actually do it at the same time,
Yes.
okay?
You know, so one of the biggest things is I tell people, get out of your head and into your body. We stay in our heads way too much, and we ruminate. So we have almost like 60,000 thoughts a day, and 95% of those thoughts are on repeat. So people don't even realize how they're looping and ruminating over. And here's the other piece: they're usually of a lower vibration. They're usually negative. They're usually not of the most expanded self. So we have to first think about what we're thinking. But when we can get out of our head and into our body, our intuitive, amazing bodies, that looks like rolling your shoulders back, right? Just literally just rolling your shoulders back. So we hold a lot of tension in our shoulders, especially with all our, so rolling your shoulders back a couple times, deep breath in, and try to do one more suck to hold it, and then release it through the body. So our breath is huge. And then if you're not always able to close your eyes, just quickly doing a body scan. But if you're able to close your eyes, it's even better. So if you could just close your eyes and you want to envision a really bright light above your head, maybe like 10 inches above your head. And this light is very big. Think of the sun. Think of a white, pure, bright light. And you want to just kind of have that light start to penetrate through your forehead, which is near your third eye. And you want to have that light start to penetrate all the way down your eyes, your neck, through your shoulders, out through your arms, through your fingers, and then have it resonate through your throat chakra, down your heart chakra. Take a deep breath. Down again, down to your abdomen, your sacral, go down some more. Your hips is a big area of collection of energy. Have that light clear and purify that space down to your root chakra, down your legs. Your knee is another big collection point. Deep breath in. Out, down through your legs, out through your feet to root to the earth. And then you want to call all that energy back through again and like clear it out into a beautiful bright light, like a shower, like rain, like sunshine, just penetrating through your body. And while you do this, you may feel something in your body that may be a little tighter, or maybe it's tense energy, or you feel a little, whatever it is, check in with it. And send extra love to that space. And then just deep breath in, exhale out, and then open your eye. And it really just helps to kind of recenter yourself, really check in and say, wow, I did feel a little bit of tension in my chest or my hip or my knee, or I didn't feel anything, or I feel like a reset. And then you check in, you can just simply ask yourself intuitively, how do I feel? What do you need, body? Is it rest? Is it a drink of water? Is it to walk outside for a minute? Is it to get out of the meeting? Whatever it is, check in and say, what do you need? Your body will tell you, follow through, and then move about your day.
So the answer I got from that, from doing this here, was just to like, just be, and like allow, and in that, just like allow, right? So rather than rushing to unmute or like, then I'll just show up and it's like, let me just allow the silence, let this come in here. Like this is this, I appreciate this, Crystal. And as you're a, I'm like, I'm gonna do this more often, personally, just like this particular exercise, but then also just keep bringing people's gifts into space. I want, it feels different to me going through the experience of it rather than hearing about the experience of it. Yeah. And so I appreciate you bringing that to this, to the table. And like, just like, it's really wonderful to be able to look at, like, what's going on through my
Good.
mind is that there's, when I first started coming down this path, there was a podcast episode that someone had with a famous like coach, and there was one exercise in it, and they clipped out that part of the exercise. And I listened to it. I still listen to this day. Like I've probably listened to it over 680 times right now. And it's just like I just go back and I just like do that practice over and over again. And there's something really real. Like you're taking me to that where it's like for someone out there, this could be the part that they just keep coming back to over and over again. And then they come, obviously come and like spend more time with you as you go deeper and deeper in it. Let's I feel that this is a good place for us to like transition into what comes next. So there's two things here. One, I want to know like I want to know, what are you up to now? What's like what excites you? What like, and putting it in the language of outliers as like, in what way are you making your world of difference right now?
I love this. And I just, I commend you. I'm so happy. I wonder, what was that practice? Do you
What was
know
the
the name of the
practice?
practice?
Oh, yeah. I can tell you the name, I can tell you the episode.
I can tell you the timestamp.
Yeah, I don't know. Like that was it. So it was on the Tim Ferriss podcast. Tony Robbins was leading the practice of gratitude and really just aligning like the EKG like parts where you spend just 5 minutes just being in gratitude. And my way of experiencing love and talking about energetics, like that is the wellspring for me. Right. It is how I like gratitude is my battery charger. And it was incredibly helpful because I'm an extrovert. So I do get bring in energy from others. There's a special kind of tank that gets filled with that. But there's
Absolutely.
even without that, if I just spend the time like being grateful, like literally right before we came here, I was like, I didn't do it. I was thinking about it. I didn't do it. But right before we came here, I was like, I think I want to get my energy up, that to me is, I describe it almost like Snickers versus like having a fresh like salmon, like it's like both of them are food, both of them are going to give you something, but one of them is like good, clean, pure, like it just like super healthy for you. And like being in that gratitude practice, like there's something about that rather than just chugging on or whatever it is that makes a
No,
difference for
of
me.
course.
Yeah.
Oh, that's no, that's absolutely. And the reason part of that, the gratitude is so huge, especially when you're holding it in your heart space, is because, like I said, it sends out the highest level of our electric magnetic energy is through our heart. And so when we can get our brain to understand our heart and we sit in that space of gratitude, it creates coherence, which brings in manifestations, desires, ease, flow so much easier. And it's also a good way to tap into our higher self, our spirit realm. Like, people have so many words, and I say, whatever resonates with you, God, Holy Spirit, spirit, ancestors, whatever the language is for you, it helps you to tap into your highest self, into stop the energy leaks, because that's usually what happens. We get caught up in the day and then we just are like, we're depleted. And but when we can stop and, like you said, have that moment of gratitude, and it doesn't take long to reset. We just got to give ourselves that time. So thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you
as
for
far
asking.
as now, what are we doing?
Yeah.
No, it's great. I think the other part is knowing what works for you. Like you said, you need to experience. I want to feel it. I want to experience it. Because a lot of people know a lot of things, but they don't do the things. And I'm all about the tangible. Like, that's great. All these practices, how can I use it now? My kids are driving me crazy. My boss is yelling at me. How can I put this into practice now? And that's what I love to give, is like, here's a practical tip. 60 seconds to breath work. 60 seconds, go outside, sit by the sun, listen to this, you know, binaural beats or Sofology, all these different things that you can put into tangible practice to help you navigate and move through this life with ease. You know,
you're making me smile right now because you're reminding me there's a time where I took this very seriously. And as a result of this conversation, I'm like, oh, well, this is not just a thing. It's like, it's not just a thing I did at a time. It's like, actually really an important part of this journey, especially for, and I say this here because, like, you're talking to outliers. I'll say it because I want to say it, but there's another part of this where it's like, we're talking to outliers and I'll have conversations with people who are like, I'm taking on something that scares me. That like actually feels like life or death. Like I have a mission out there that like if I put it out into the world and the wrong people hear it, or like someone acts on it, like my life and my livelihood could be threatened. Like, you know? And so when you talk about having the resilient nervous system, you talk about having all these things so that like there's alignment and so on and so forth. Like these practices are, it's beyond just like, oh, like I just need to get through the day. Like
for sure.
I honestly remember like the most powerful I've been has been when I did these practices, because nothing was taken, like nothing could faze me, you know?
Yes.
Nothing,
exactly.
Like, I was good. I was solid.
Yes.
And like, and I needed that energy to go create something that had never been done before. That scared me because it hadn't been done before. And I was like, and I had to wait until it was there, you know? So I really like, I remembered what was coming to mind was I remember going to a conference and feeling like feeling in myself, like in my power. And then like being in something, they were talking about like Instagram or something. And I just like, something just like zapped out of me. And I just like stepped out, went to the bathroom and listened to this thing again for 5 minutes and like came back in. I was like, I'm back on. So when you talk about like the 60 seconds and having the practical elements, it makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference. And I love that you said that, because a lot of times our brains, this is the neurolinguistics coming out, our brains will default into like the fight or flight, like it's going to kill us, we're going to die, back into our old way of thinking, it's going to die. And it's like, it's not actually life or death. More times than not, it's not. It's like you missing that email deadline, or you, it's not life or death. And so I say, is it fear or is it danger? And fear is false evidence appearing real. And danger is an actual threat. Like, no, I will literally die. More often than not, in the world we live in, we're not running for our lives from a saber-toothed lion. It's just, I would have liked to do this, or I needed to get this done. But it's like, but it's not life or death. And then when we can understand fear, it's like, feel the fear and then do it anyway, right? Just breathe into it and keep pressing. And when we allow ourselves and think, well, what's the other side of this? What if it does work out, right? When we change that, we reframe it and like, oh my God, what if I do this? And then all this happens. It's like, what if you do this and all this happens? Like change the tone in it. And like, is it like, I'm so scared. It's like, well, you may have some fear because it's the unknown, but what if you label it excited? I'm very curious to see what happens. And when we can start to, because it's what we label it. It's how we view it. Is how it's going to be. So you have two people in an airplane, they're going to jump out. And one person's like, I'm going to be sick. This is horrible. I'm scared out of my mind. And one person's like, ah, the adrenaline's amazing. I love it. They're both experiencing the same thing, but they're labeling it different. And so their experiences, of course, are going to be a lot different because how they're choosing to look at it. But you know, this is obviously understand your own intuition and know if there is actual danger or if it's just fear and not intertangling the two.
I love that. As someone who's like, I can say recently jumped out, I'm like, it's been about five, been a couple of years, 5 years now, but like
Oh,
that
wow,
very moment,
exciting.
yeah, but like it goes back to it, like literally, like it's just funny because you're bringing up all these instances. I'm like, yep, I remember that. Oh yeah, I remember that. And I remember
Yes.
for 6 weeks, like building myself up and imagining when
Yes.
the door opened up and being like,
Yes.
that's the moment. That's the moment where like I
Yes.
can be a freak out or I can be this. I'm
Yes.
like, I'm gonna see that door and I'm gonna be like, oh, awesome, I did it, you know, or awesome, I'm here, you
Yes.
know, and just like just
Yes.
be with that energy rather
Yes.
than everything I thought. Like I was an actuary. I used to
Yes.
calculate probabilities of
Oh,
like
come
mortality. So
on. Come on.
I
So
had to
what
like,
happened when that door opened? What happened when the
no,
door opened?
it was just as like almost as though I had programmed. It was just like
Yes.
it was, there was a smile on it. I have the videos of it. I look
That's
great.
incredible. That is
I
our
look
life.
great. Yeah.
And that is a perfect example of visualization when we see it, because our subconscious minds does not know what is real and what's imagined. So because you kept playing that in your mind and seeing the door open and how you felt, your body's like, yeah, we've already done this before. So when you actually got there, it was like, yeah, okay, it's go time. You've trained your, and that's exactly what we do when we have our subconscious work in our favor versus as our adversary. But a lot of times people have it working against them versus for them. So it's like you can program whatever you want, visualizing yourself and like, this is the way I live. This is how it feels in my body. This is what it looks like. And your brain's like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing.
I love this here. So like outliers, there's a lot in this conversation where like I'm stopping and I'm asking you to just like slow down, like apply this, like apply. And like
Yeah.
you're gonna find that here, that like we're knowledgeable beings. There's a lot that our brains
Yes.
can take in, and then there's
Yes.
something completely different when you actually start to act on it. It's just a total and the funniest part about this whole thing is that like you find out how much you don't know, even though you know. You know, so like
No,
please start
absolutely.
like that's like there's the
Absolutely.
exercise, there's the practice, like
Yes.
just be in this, revisit this, don't let this just be
Yes.
a nice like, you know, listen to on your commute, like sit down and
Right.
pick one thing from today and like
Exactly.
act on it.
No, exactly. I tell people all the time, it's like baby steps, right? Keep it simple. Keep it simple. Just check in with yourself. How do you feel in your body? Just ask your body, what is it that you need? It could be something as simple as, I need some green vegetables. I mean, it doesn't have to be this super overkill. Oh, I've got to go to the gym, you know, 5 times this week. I've got to lift this. I've got to, don't overcomplicate, just baby steps. And it starts to compound. And before you know it, that becomes your lifestyle. This isn't like something you do want. This is who you become. What is the identity of the person you desire to be? Start moving in that direction, one thing at a time. What is the person that you are like, oh, my higher self eats this for breakfast? Okay, start having that for breakfast. My higher self listens to this podcast. Okay, start doing that. She drinks more water. She goes outside every day. Whatever it is, little baby steps, and you'll start to see it compound into this. You'll look on, you'll be like, wow. I'm literally that person. I'm literally living this life.
I love this here. Well, so let's see here. I know you have some big things going on. We have to wrap up the conversation as it is, but I've thoroughly enjoyed it. You have
Same.
something that you've recently launched that I thought was that I think is just
Yes.
like really, really spectacular. Can we make sure we let and I think it's spectacular because you decided to build it the way you wanted to build it, and that's what makes it
Yes.
spectacular to me. So can you,
Yes.
Crystal, can you tell us a little bit about that and then how we can like
Absolutely.
get our hands on? Yep.
Yes, no, absolutely. So I have created an interactive journal. And so when you hear interactive journal, like, what does that mean? It's living in your magic. Like I said before, magic is your magnetized, aligned, guided, intuitive clarity. And this journal is a physical journal, which of course you would write in, but there are QR codes listed throughout that take you to specific video lessons, somatic techniques. So some breathwork exercises, some podcast episodes that help you to deeper integrate the practices. Like we were saying, it's not just taking in the knowledge and then putting it to the side. It's actually living in your magic. It's actually practicing these different modalities. And it's there's nothing like it on the market. And so, like you said earlier, this is creating the things that don't even exist. Like, wait, what? I'm gonna exist. I'm gonna create this. Yes, why not you? Right. So if you're looking for something, or you're like, why can't I see no? It's made for you to do it. You do it, right? And so many people are like, surely that can't be right. Well, why not? You wouldn't have had the idea if you weren't equipped to do it. So trusting yourself. So I created this incredible journal. I'm super, super proud of it. It's like I said, it's nothing on it on it's nothing like it on the market, and it's to help you live in your most authentic self. But ultimately, it's teaching you practical exercises and trainings and knowledge to trust yourself. Because when you trust yourself, you're going to listen to your intuition. But to listen to your intuition, you have to first know what that is, and you have to create that space. And that's where the resilience comes in. So to feel safe, to trust, to listen, to follow, it all works in tandem. So mind, body, and spirit. And I'm so proud of her.
Thank you for it. How do we get our hands on it?
It's on Amazon, multiple different platforms, like wherever you live. I currently live in Portugal, but the link is through the US since that's predominantly where a lot of my base is. But you can get it through Amazon. You can go to my Instagram page, Vibrant BF. The link's in there as well as other ways to chat and listen, and whether it be YouTube or my podcast. And yeah, you can just listen and watch all the things and start to trust and
What's the name
listen
of the
to it.
journal? What's the name of the interactive journal? Excuse me.
Yeah, it's the Living in Your Magic. Yep, Living in Your Magic Interactive Journal. That's what it is
Perfect.
called.
Perfect, perfect,
Yes.
perfect. I'm excited to do this. One, I want to go through it. And two, I like you like there's nothing on the market like that. And I was
No, there's
like,
nothing like it.
yeah. And we had a conversation with someone else on the podcast. And he's a publisher, and he was talking
Right.
about how he and his peers were having a conversation around what is a book, right?
Right.
And it's like you can think you know what a book is, but then when you start
Right.
to think of when you really you see what people are
Right.
doing, you see what's out there, a book has changed right here. And so I'm hearing what you're
Oh.
saying, so now I'm hearing oh wow, all right, I thought I knew what a journal was, and
Yeah.
now I'm hearing what Crystal's doing. I'm like, oh well, maybe that's a journal, right?
Yeah.
Or rather, if that can be a journal, then this can be a journal, right? And we
Absolutely.
can keep having that abundance. Well, Chris, I
Yeah.
appreciate that. Let's end this conversation with two things. One from just being you shared a lot with outliers, so I feel like we've gotten some good outsights. So things that you have that you want to bring
Right.
to them. What's one insight, if any, right? You don't have but what's
Right.
one insight that you've gotten from any part of our experience together?
Yes, I think the biggest thing is I love when people of like minds, similar vibrations, what I say, can come together and see each other, even past time and space, because you're in the States, I'm in Portugal, but we just came together and we get it, right? It just clicks, it resonates, it lands, like you said. So I love what I like to call kismet connections. And so I'm so grateful for our kismet connection and the magic of you, the magic of me, and how we can impact the consciousness, right? If that's what it is, the collective consciousness is everybody raising and vibrating at a higher frequency. Because I personally believe life is meant to be lived on your highest timeline.
Well, I appreciate that. So we're gonna end with one last question here. And the question I like to ask here is they call it the time capsule question. And it's
Okay.
sometimes it's a simple thing. Rather than
Right.
looking backwards and saying, hey, what would you say to yourself 20 years ago and all that, I actually
Yes.
think that there's wisdom that you have right now that
Right.
it might be helpful for you to remember, let's say 10,
Yeah.
15 years from now, right?
Sure.
So what's the message that you would leave for yourself in
Right.
this moment where you're that you feel will be beneficial for yourself to not forget or
Yeah.
just be reminded, just given the way that
Yeah.
life happens, you know? What's the message you would like to leave for yourself?
Mine would be brava, good job. Keep going, keep listening, keep trusting, because you got this. You got this.
And with that, we are done for today, Chris. So I really appreciate you. Thank you for bringing your vibrancy. Thank
Oh,
you for
thank you so much.
It's
Yes,
been
thank
fun
you.
and it's been flow. And outliers,
It's been fun
let's
and
keep
it's
this
been
journey.
flow.
It has been. That's the best way I can describe it. I'm like, oh,
Love it.
I can just be like, this is easy. This is good. We good.
Easy.
We're good here. All right. Thank you so much. All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.